We're on page 3, Yud Zayin. You should have that. Yeah? It's the next to the last paragraph on the right side, where it begins with Mahai Taima. Mahai Taima. We're learning Ramatul Zilber's Hakdama to Torah Sabal Sham. Not that this was formally written as any Hakdama, but these were Shiurim, as I mentioned in the past, Shiurim that he was giving on the Inyan of Kedusha in Mesil Sesharim, and he spoke about the Or HaBal Shem Tov during these Shiurim, and I felt that it would be the best way possible to take us into the Svarim HaKadoshim, into the world of the Baal Shem Tov, because we learned that the Ikka of the Baal Shem Tov is not this, not that it's a Shita in philosophy or Machshava or Hashkafa. It's not, the Ikka is not a Shita, although of course there are Chidushim and so on, but that's not the Ikka. The Ikka is that it's an Or that Hashem Shbaruch brought into the world, B'davke, at that time. As we learned that it was by Rabbi Shimon and by Ari HaKadosh and by the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, the Hishtalsos of this Or that came into the world, which is really the reappearance, the reemergence of the Or, the light, going all the way back, the light of the 7 days of creation. That's why you'll find sometimes that the Baal Shem Tov is referred to as the Or HaGonos or Shiva Simei Bereishis. Those are not the usual titles that people have. Or Shiva Simei Bereishis, the light of the 7 days of creation, which we find also by Rabbi Shimon and by Yochai and by the Ari HaKadosh, there's such titles. Because this Or, has gone through periods of Gilui and Hester, of revelation and of concealment. What we were learning about last week is that by the Beis Hamikdash, where there was Umritumim and Nevuah, and even simple Jews, were living in the most elevated state, and roaming on the earth among these simple Jews, there were Nevi'im. But so many Nevi'im, twice the amount of Jews that left Mitzrayim, there were Nevi'im everywhere. And the Nevuah was exploding everywhere. There was prophecy everywhere. This Or became hidden with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is what we're learning. Came hidden with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This Mahalach that's being described in a general way is discussed very thoroughly in the Chassidic sources and in the non-Chassidic sources. In the Chassidic sources, for those of you who might be familiar with Reb Geshen Henoch from Radzin and his Hakdama, his remarkable Hakdama to the Beis Yaakov of his father, and a contemporary great Mekubal, Rabbi Elia Weintraub, Zechron Levracha, in his Hakdomas and Shiurim, also describes this Gilui and Hester, this revelation of that original light and the concealment of that light. As a result of the concealment of the Or, of Pnimius HaTorah that took place as a result of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crying. That's what we learned last week. What the Gemara says, brings the Pasuk, B'mistarim tivka nafshi, B'nei geva, that Hashem is crying in a hidden place. B'nei geva, Chazal tell us, because of the gaiva of Yisrael, the great glory and pride of the Jewish people. The Ashrecha Yisrael, Mikamoicha Yisrael, Mikamoicha Am Noisha B'Hashem, there's in a state of Hester, of concealment, as a result of the Churban. And Rav Motel Zal Gezon Zayin is explaining that this gaiva, this Ga'oin Yaakov, this great pride of Am Yisrael, is the result, the pride of Am Yisrael is the result, or is the metzias of that Or, of that light, of Pnimius, of the inner point of creation, that was shining and clear during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, during the time of the Nevi'im and the Beis HaMikdash. And as a result of the Churban, that which was once available to Am Yisrael, and that which was once, it was possible to see just on the faces of the Nevi'im. And as we spoke about last week, Mara Kain, the way the Kain God will look when he came out from the Kodesh Kedoshim, this became hidden. And as a result of that, the Chayin and the Chashivas of Am Yisrael, as Rabbi Nachman writes about in the first Torah, the Chayin and the Chashivas, the beauty and the Chashivas of Am Yisrael, would become concealed from the eyes of the world, and more terribly, would become concealed to ourselves, from us. This is similar to what took place at the time of creation, where the light of creation was hidden, became gonus, was hidden, because it was not kedai that the Rishoyim would be mishtamish in that or, and therefore Kosh Baruch Hu was gonus the or l'tzadikim. Let's continue. Mahay Taima, on page Yud Zayin. And for this reason, matminim umastirim kolkach esoides haTorah. Throughout the years, such great effort has been made to cover and to hide the secrets of Torah. This or. But tzaddikim hikpidu ma'oid, means they understood that it was not the time for the hisgalus ha'or. And they were not given permission from Shemayim, those few who were still connected, who still had access to that or, were not given reshus from Shemayim to teach it publicly, but rather to hide it and to keep it in very small groups of these tzaddikim. But tzaddikim mikpidim ojle legala soydes haTorah, and they were very makpid not to be megala soydes haTorah. But you come at tzaddikim shekpidu b'yoyis shlo daber klal berabim mishum inyan mishtarach l'sodes haTorah v'chadoyim. And there have been many tzaddikim over the generations who b'shum oifen would not speak openly about these secrets of Torah. Even until our time, even during our time. Ukimach lahoy medav mizeh. Kimat, they didn't speak of these things. Umash ani medav ktsas mizeh. And our Ramatl says, here I am talking about these things. Humabnei shahayoyim tzrichim medav minyonim eilu. Because now we have no choice, we must speak about these things. But this really began from the Ari HaKadosh, really from Rabbi Shimon and the Ari and the Baal Shem, and especially now before Mashiach comes. Hayom tzrichim l'dabar minyanim eilu, kim lo yedabru mizeh, hari lo yedu klal mizeh. If we don't speak about it, it's going to be totally lost. No one's going to know about it. V'atzadikim ha'kadoshim ahem lo hayu tzrichim l'dabar kach. In earlier times, the tzaddikim really didn't have to give shiurim, and didn't have to write svarim, and didn't have to give drashas on this. Ki bli oimer or bli dvarim hayiroyim as kol zayis aleihem, because without any words, that or was pulsating in the world. It was felt in the world. It was there. It was experienced. And when something is experienced in such a palpable way, it's so obvious, it's so clear. There's no inyan to explain, to talk about. It was something that was lived and experienced in the early years. Even in recent years, whoever was zeichet to see the barrel from Bells, hayiraya ba'alil shehaish hazehu ish eloka umalach elokim mamish, saw clearly that this person was not a person of this world. He was an ish elokim mamish. He was an Ish L'Kim Mamash. The Lubavitcher Rebbe Susser, when he was not known for hyperbole, he said, when he met Reb Aaron from Belz, when he was a young man, he met Reb Aaron from Belz in Warsaw, I believe it was in Warsaw, and the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, Erez Chayma Un Tzura. He is spiritual without physical matter. It's like he's not a physical being. He's a Tzura without Chayma. A tzur without chaymer, a barrel of bells. I mean, those who are a little bit familiar and have read about the Belzer Rabbi, Schusik and Leina. And davke v'achein harav HaKadosh, mi bells, le'diba min yoni sodis haTorah b'rabim. He never spoke publicly about Sisrei Torah, about the secrets of Torah. He didn't speak publicly about Soid. Even the Torah that we have from a barrel of bells, it's more an open type of chassidus, and more drush than side. No, we don't have from a barrel of bells. And when people would come to him, he would speak in a simple way. Balabatish. The inyan of a barrel of bells was not to speak at all. Because when you were within his Dalet Amos, you felt. You felt that there's something higher than this physical world. There's something beyond this world. When somebody was zeichet to see the tzura of the Satan Rabbi, which Baruch Hashem was zeichet to see. And what Shabbos was like by the Satan Rabbi, this is not a long time ago. It's not a long time ago. I was by the Satan Rabbi a few weeks before we were married. This was a short time before he was Nifter. He was Nifter that year, Chavav Menachem Av, and we were married Chav Aleph, Chav Beis Elul, that year. And besides that, I saw open Ruach HaKadosh. This was something that he told me, which I could share with you. It's just an interesting thing. It's a side thing, which I'll share with you. That when I went into the Satan Rav, remember in those days there were no cell phones, you know, and I was driving. I actually left from here. I remember that I was annoyed because I had a black hat back in Queens. And over here, I just had like a gray straw hat or something, and it was warm. And I had this straw hat, and I said, "Oh no!" I told my father, "No, I'll go a different day. I don't have my hat." And my father said, "What are you, Shaita? The Rebbe's not feeling well, and does he care? You have this hat or that hat? Just go to get a bracha for the chasna." And my cousins arranged it. And when I got there, I realized that I forgot my brother-in-law's mother's name. Now my sister and my brother-in-law had been married for a while and they didn't have children, and I forgot my brother-in-law's mother's name. I forgot. So I pulled over on the way up to Monroe. I pulled over at a station, gas station. There was a payphone, and I tried calling my brother-in-law in his law office in the place, but I couldn't get him. He was at some meeting or something. He wasn't there. So I didn't know what to do. When I got to Monroe, and when they took me in, some of you know how the Satmarov used to go talk to him. He would fall asleep, and then he would open his eyes, and the guy would wash his hands, and then he would continue with the last thing he was saying. I went in. This was already it was the last few weeks of his life, and I went into the Samarov, and I brought a kvittel, and the guy read the kvittel. I was asking for myself and for my wife. I gave the names for the zivik, that I should be married and should be good. And the Rebbe took my hand and he went like this. It was hard for him to talk. He held his finger out, and the Gabi pushed me, and I put my finger like this, and there's not Rebbe's hand. And he wound his finger around my finger, and he held it like that, which I found that meant, and I understood meant that the zivik should be a good zivik. He went like that. And then I wrote on the kvittel I wanted for my sister and for my brother, but I didn't know his mother's name. So I wrote my sister's name, and I wrote his name. I wrote Ben Sarah, my brother's name, Yochni Yaakov Ben Sarah. I figured, oh, what do I do? So I wrote Ben Sarah. I didn't know what to do. I didn't say that to the guy, but I didn't say it to anybody. I just wrote Ben Sarah. And the Rebbe held the kvittel like this, and I didn't know what was going on. I wrote that they should be zech to have a child, and he held the kvittel like this, and then he fell asleep. Like this, it was like 2-3 minutes, and then he woke up, washed, and he said, "Zgahayis Chay Rivka." So he said, "Her name is Chay Rivka, not Sar." It happened to me. And he gave a bracha. He gave a bracha that they're going to have. He said they're going to have a girl. He didn't say a boy. And Kachav. When I left, I went to the first payphone along the road. I got my brother. I said, "What's your mother's name?" He said, "Chay Rivka." I said, "Oh boy, I got you a good bracha." And you don't have to order a moil, I said. No need for a moil for this. It'll be good. It was open Ruach HaKadosh, just like that. But besides that, which was, it's impossible to put into words the feelings that I had when I was in the room with him. To look at his face, I never in my life saw anything like that. In my life, there wasn't a crease on his forehead. It was like a baby that just a newborn baby. His face was, the whole tzura was something. So even in our generation, even in our generation, we were zoicha for such a thing, that it wasn't a matter of Torahs and Joshes. There was an or, muhashi, muhash, you could feel it. Mashaykim is manazesh, kemat ve'ein roim klum. But we're living it, even though it's not much later, it's not so long after that, but we're living at a time, kemat, we don't see anything. Kemat ve'ein roim klum. Vadrava, Rabu Hamispartsim Lahalim Kol Gili Shal Or Hakadusha. Not only that, but there are people who are in this world, including Jews, who do everything they can to conceal, to cover, and to hide the light of Kedusha. That are hiding the light of Kedusha. And there's another Nakud here. Again, I'm not going to go into it now. Rebbe Weintraub talks about this a lot. Why is it that now it's so important, Davka now? He brings from Chaim Vital from the Shulchan Aruch Kedushin, why now at the end of time we must be Megala Saideh HaTorah. We have to reveal Saideh HaTorah. One of the most obvious reasons Rav Kook spoke about a lot is that at the end of time there are great Saideh of creation, there are secrets of creation, there are unbelievable things, sophisticated ideas and science and so on that are being made known, that are open and revealed. And the world Bechlal has become in a short time so sophisticated. So how could it be that it would be the Ratzon Hashem that people are in awe of the Soidos, of the secrets of creation and technology that are revealed before Mashiach comes, and to look at the Torah Kedoshim, to think Chas v'Chalila, not to understand, not to see the Soidos of Torah, not to understand the Pnimius of Torah. It can't be such a thing. It can't be that all of the Chayin and Chashivas of Torah should be lost to us. So Adarav, Rabbi Mispatzim Lahalam Kol Gilui Shalor HaKadusha Shapir Nitzvah Ladarboza. Nowadays we must speak about this. I'll call upon him, getting back to what he was saying. In the second column, Me'ez Churban Beis HaMikdash, since the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Nignezav and Nistira Ga'avos and Shi Yisrael, the glory and the pride of Am Yisrael to a large extent has been hidden, is covered and hidden. Visham ba'oisayim welcome, and there in that place, sheshmai mistarim, like the pasuk says, b'mistarim tivke nafshi, that Hashem has a hidden place where He cries. Visham ba'oisayim welcome sheshmai mistarim, shabay nignaza gavosun shel Yisrael. It's that place called mistarim, where the gaiva of Am Yisrael is hidden. Baruch Arabayim shalom, u'b'mistarim tivke nafshi, u'mistarim tivke nafshi, that Hashem is crying. That we're living in a world where the Sisrei Torah, the Or of creation, the light of Hashem, is Tmunim Ugnuzim Kol HaMadregas HaNa'alos. That all of the Madregas HaNa'alos that used to be when Mashiach was here, all of the great Madregas, all of the light that was here, not Mashiach, all was here when we had the Beis HaMikdash, that all of that is now b'mistarim. All of that is concealed and is all hidden. And therefore, b'mistarim tivka nafshi, Hashem is crying over this matzav, kivyochel, of nistarim. V'mahaya echad nichnas l'aylam ha'nistah hazeh. And if one were able to go into that hidden place, in that place of Nistarim, one would be able to see what a Jew is, what Am Yisrael is. Not the way we look now. Not the Tzura that we see Mechitzonius on the surface. We'd see a different Mitzias of Am Yisrael. We'd see the Mitzias of Am Yisrael the way that it was clear at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Not the way we see ourselves now and the way the world looks at us now. And instead of this beauty, instead of this splendor and glory, we see by the Umas Olam, Faket, we see by the nations of the world, again, with their discoveries and their chachmas. And their, so to speak, their mistarim, their secrets, all of the gaiva is by them. V'heim heim ha'nechshavim matzlichim b'chachamim. And they are the ones who are considered in this world to be the matzlichim and the chachamim. They machzikim atzum legedolim, and they look at themselves and at secular wisdom. They see all of this as the gedolim. Umisparim begedulasa ubechachmasa. The kol misha baki b'chachmasam huzesh anechshav lish maskil umlumad. And whoever is great in their chachma is considered to be a maskil, considered to be an intelligent person, a sophisticated person, somebody who is worth looking up to. But if you see some little yid that's sitting someplace, you know, on a bench somewhere in Gula, and his tzitzis are scratching against the floor, and he looks a little bit like Gullus has gotten to him, you know. So that person, even though he could be a huge Talmud Chacham, he's looked down upon. And people say, oh, well, these people that are sitting and learning, who are they and what are they? The whole gaiv of Klal Yisrael, the whole pe'er of Am Yisrael, is mustar, is hidden, is concealed. That's exactly how Rabbi Nachman begins. I'm sure that most of you or all of you have seen the first Torah in Lukut Maran, but that's how Rabbi Nachman begins. Da, I'm just reviewing that which I'm sure you've seen. Da, you should know. We have a Kabbalah. Whenever Rabbi Nachman uses the word Da, it means the Torah is coming from Atzilus, from the highest place. He says Da, you should know. Ka yideh Torah in this kabbalah kol atfilus v'kol abakosher shalom avakshon mispalim. You should know that it's through Torah, through Pnimius Torah, which he goes on to explain the Seichel Shebuchal Dover, that through Torah, Niskabim Kol HaTfilas, all of our Tfilas, all that we daven for, and all of our Bakoshes, and the Mavakshim Espan that we daven, that we ask for, are accepted. The Chayin V'Hashiva Sheyisol Nisalev and Nisroim Yifnei Kol Mishetzricha. And the Chayin, the beauty, and the Chshivas of Am Yisrael is elevated and raised. Yifnei Kol Mishetzricha, for all those who need it. Hein beruchni and ruchnius and gashmius. Ki achshav b'avon l'seinu harabim. Because now, because of our great sins, chein v'chashivas amiti sheyisrael nofal. The chein and the chashivas, the true chein, the true beauty, and the true chashivas of Yisrael nofal has fallen. Ki achshav ikra chashivas v'chein hu etzlam. Because now in the world, the ikra chashivas v'chein is by the goyim, is by the nations of the world. That's the way it seems. Avah Yedeh HaTorah, Rabbi Nachman is speaking here about Torah Bechlal, Ubefrat, about Sayyideh HaTorah. Avah Yedeh HaTorah, Nis'ala HaChein V'Hashiva Sheyisrael. Nis'ala HaChein V'Hashiva Sheyisrael. It means the Pasuk, the Torah is called, Ki HaTorah Nikos HaYelas Avim V'Yelas Chein, it brings out the Chein, Shemala Chein Alim Deah. And once there's chayin, he says, then it's kabum kol atfilus v'avakosha. When somebody is bachayin, when somebody has chayin, when somebody is beautiful and charming in your eyes, whatever he asks of you, you give him. You want to give him everything. Like a little child that comes with a chayin, you're open to giving the child everything. So as a result of the churban and the hiding of this light, the chayin and the chashivas of Am Yisrael has been terribly lowered and covered and concealed. That it seems that the chayin and the chashivas is by the nations of the world with their chachmas and their musagim, that it's by them. See, Rabbi Nachum is talking about the seichel shel kol davar. The seichel shel kol davar means to see the pnimis of all that exists. To see the or hagon is the light that's hidden in everything. The light of the Rebbeinu Shalom that's in everything. Isha Yisraeli tzarech tamin l'stakel b'seichel shel kol davar. L'kasher atzma l'chachm v'seichel sheyesh b'chol davar. And to attach himself, Rabbi Nachman says, to the seichel, to the chokhmah and the seichel sheyesh b'chol davar. And the chokhmah and the seichel sheyesh b'chol davar is the pnimius, is the lokus, is that or that's in everything. Kedei sheyolo haseichel b'chol davar l'skarv l'Hashem t'baruch l'idei esa davar. And then a person is able to draw close to Hashem through everything he sees in his life. He sees the pnimius. Shekosu chokhmah z'adam tar panav and so on. It's the Nin of the Shemesh, of the sun, it's the Nin of Yaakov Avinu, it's the Nin of Mashiach, and so on, as Rabbi Nachman continues on in this Torah. And that's what Rabbi Matl is saying. V'ilu gavosim, back to Rabbi Matl, V'ilu gavosim sheyisrael munach begnizu behester. The gavosim sheyisrael is in a place that's hidden, the Nistar. Ve'en yoidim klumi gavosim sheyisrael. People don't know, people don't see, they don't understand the gavosim sheyisrael. And we understand that if that's hidden, it means that the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden in the world. And the whole tachlis is his galus or Hashem. V'al zeh b'mistarim tivkei nafshi. And regarding this matziv of galus, Hashem kivyochel says, b'mistarim tivkei nafshi. That my soul is crying. B'mistarim. in this hidden place. Because of this great pride of Am Yisrael, that seems to have been taken, we seem to have lost our connection to this. And the nations of the world seem to have somehow accessed this light, this or. Not Chalila. It's not Chalila the or. But as it's experienced, as it's seen in the world, they seem to have some connection to something, Chas v'Chalila, Ki'ilu, it's deeper than what we have. Therefore, before we could begin to learn the Svarim of the Baal Shem, other Talmidei Baal Shem, before we could enter into the actual Teres of Baal Shem, we have to have a proper appreciation and an understanding, as much as we can, people like us, for the Madregas on the Roy, is the unbelievable Madregas of those Tzaddikim, the Talmidei Baal Shem. To know that the mahus of these tzaddikim was something different. It was a mahus nalis b'yoyser shalaykif fi erech adayrus. It wasn't according to the time, to that generation. Let me know, as I spoke about at the beginning, that normally there's a general seder that the dayrus become lower and lower. As we get further and further from that light of creation, things become dimmer and dimmer. That's the general cloud. But the tzaddikim revealed to us that the inyan of the Baal Shem Tov is a yoytze min haklal. Just like Rabbi Shimon Vayechai was a yoytze min haklal. The light of Rabbi Shimon was not kafi seder hadayrus, and the light of the Arizal was not kafi seder hadayrus. Ukumayisha kosev echem mitalmidei Rav HaKadosh Lublin in his Agos to Bris Menucha, shaklal shomer chazal im yishenu kemalochim. This is the most famous chazal that expresses this inyan of hiskatnus hadayrus, of the generations being diminished. So the Gemara says, "Im Rishonim kemalochim anu kebnei Adam." That if the early ones were like angels, then we're like human beings. Im Rishonim bnei Adam. And if you want to say the earlier ones were human beings, anu kechamarim, then we're like animals, like donkeys. Da'in yishubachol dar yeshiridas adaris neged adaris akaidman. That the general klal, the general mahalach in all of creation is that the generation, as the next generation, is lower than the one that preceded it. Hine klalza. However, this klal ain't a noyig b'talmidei Baal Shem Tov, does not apply to the Talmidei Baal Shem. Shema yoytzim in haklal. They were yoytzim in haklal. They were an exception to this klal. V'hoyu l'mayla mi'erech hadayrus. And they were higher than where they were holding in time and history. V'arav ha-kodesh mezodov, Omar, Ani Oimer, Shai Rebbe Lublin, Vai Rebbe Reb Mendel Mirimanov, Lahoyalhem Klum Malis Baish, my Bai Virava. We don't have to talk like that. But the Tzaddikim said about the Rebbe Lublin, not about the Baal Shem Tov, the Mizut Shemagi, talking about the Chosen Lublin and Reb Mendel Rimanov. They wouldn't be embarrassed before Abai and Rava. They wouldn't be embarrassed being by Abai and Rava. Dainush at Tzaddikim Shivachavai Hazois. That already we're talking about not the first generation, not the second generation really, but the third generation of the Talmidei Baal Shem. And those who are part of that Chavraya, who are in the circle of the Rebbe Lublin, of the Chosim Lublin, lahayu kol uklal kefi erech hadaris. Klal uklal should be kefi erech hadaris. They're not klal uklal kefi erech hadaris. Hashem dropped something into the world that was bechlal not kifi erech adaris. Just like we learned the first year, that at the time when we went into Golos Bavel, Hashem revealed the inyan, the site of the Merkava, which was bechlal, was not kifi erech adaris. That the inyan of Maisei Merkava was revealed to the Jews who were going into Golos Bavel. That was not in the order of coming events. And Hashem revealed the inyan of the Maisei Merkava to the Golos Bavel. It wasn't kifi erech adaris. Because there are times that Kadosh Baruch Hu interrupts the regular program with something that is taken from the future and from the distant future and from the distant past, and Kadosh Baruch Hu brings it into the present moment, and it blows everybody away. It's not kifi erech hadayrus. It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit into the time that we're in. It's not part of this time.
Even
in our door, again, we're not mevinim to be able to say who is and who's not. but that there was such a mitzias as the Baba Sali schusing on an outdoor. I mean, it wasn't long ago. It's not long ago. But the Indian is the Baba Sali, that the Kosh Baruch Hu brought such an Indian into our times, where there were Nisim Gluyim by the Baba Sali. Nisim open, Nisim Gluyim by Baba Sali. And by the Olam Gadol who is nifted today, by Rabbi Avadi Yosef, that there was a Yediyas HaTorah, there was a knowledge of Torah. This wasn't Kifi Erech HaDoros. It wasn't Kifi Erech HaDoros. There were people like this, the Ragachov. We don't know how to compare these people. But when you open up and you look in the Tshuvas here, B'Yomer, you look at what he's writing over there and you say, this is how did this happen? And how did such a thing happen? And there was no computer. How did such a person, how did he have enough time just to read those things, besides that he knew it all by heart? When did he read all of that? On every single column of Yabia Omer, there are like 400 Meir Makonis, 300 Isra'im he never even heard of. And when did he read it? When did he read it? How did he have the time to read all of these things? Every single column. Where did he have such a thing? It wasn't Kefi Erech HaDoros. The Ragat Sheva was also. The Lubavitch Rebbe was only the certain tzaddikim. It wasn't Kefi Erech HaDoros. It was something different. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brought into the world, he uncovered for a brief period of time, Akash Baruch Hu uncovers this Or HaGanus, and something is able to sneak out of that place of the Mistarm out into the world. And then when we look at this, we say, what is that? What is that? It's like Kefi Erech HaDoros. It's something different. It's something different. It's not Kefi Erech HaDoros. I believe that the tzaddik whose yahrzeit is tonight, again, these are all the hashos of a plain person, but tonight's the yahrzeit of the Eish Kodesh, of the Piyazat Nesusi Yelena. Also, the Ahavas Yisrael, the Dveikus Basham, the Avoida was like Fier Hadarus. He was a shame dover among all the tzaddikim of Poland, of Europe, to see such a person, a fire, Mamash Neish Lahavah. That it was, that they said on him that it was something like from an earlier time, that they were talking with him, and they saw him, tzaddikim that saw him, they would say that this is from Friedrich Adairus, it's from an earlier time, from the Kozhin Samagid, from both people, that it wasn't for the 1920s, the 1930s, such a person. It was Shalai Kivir Adairus, that Hashem Shabbat sent into the world, that we were to see such a person. They were a different mahus. It was a different mahus, a different metzias from everybody else in the world. And from all the other rabbanim, shashivas, and gedolim, it was a different metzias. The yadua shebechedish like Rebbe Lublin, histayvu meyos bali ruha kodesh mamish. And it's known from those who were there, those who saw it, that in the cheder, in the besmedrash of the chayzer, there were hundreds of bali ruha kodesh. Hundreds of Aluha Kurdish by the Chayzer. Without Masik, what that means. By the Rebbe, by the Mizritch Magid, there was a very famous philosopher, a Jewish philosopher by the name of Salman Maimon. He was a brilliant, brilliant person that was filled with all kinds of things that are not outside HaKadusha. But he describes what happened when he went to the Mizritch Magid. And he describes that he was by the Mizritch HaMagid for Shabbos, and when they sat down at the Shabbos table, the Mizritch HaMagid was one by one telling everybody what was saying Torahs and what each person was thinking. He was there, he was sitting there, and he was a person that came to shlug up the Mizritch HaMagid. Not that he's a Ma'amin, he was a Maimon, but he wasn't a Ma'amin. And he said that he saw such a thing. I shouldn't say he wasn't a Ma'amin, I'm sure he was a Ma'amin, but he had different days. But he saw such a thing was open in the Chayit of the Chayit, there were hundreds of Bali Ruach HaKadosh. There were lions, mamish lions, on all sides. Young men, young people, bali ruach hakodesh. And even the talmidim of the chayzim lublin were chadarim that had the bet midrash, the bati midrash, filled with bali ruach hakodesh. Shemamish ain't lano masagabam. Kamar chedesh la Rebbe Abuna from Shischa. Shahaya Talmida shalha Yidakadish. The Rebbe Abuna was a student of the Yidakadish. The Yidakadish was from the Chayzer.
But by these tzaddikim, the Yira Kaddish, by the Rebbe Abunim, the Yira Kaddish, it was also open Ruach HaKaddish, Nisim Gluyim. And the Nisim that were in those Bata Midrashim were not, as we'll see in a minute, they were not even looked highly upon. That was not the ikkar over there, to see Nisim and Ruach HaKaddish. Vahayigam Talmud Shalai Rebbe Milublin, B'chavai Kaddisha Shalai, Hoyu Talmud of HaKaddishim, K'arav HaKaddish Rabbi Yitzchak Mivorka, V'achidush Arim, V'arav HaKaddish Mikotsk, V'oid V'oid, they were part of this Bismedrash. Page 4, the next slide. Oh, you have it? Ubein Talmidav Shalai Rebbe Rebunim, Hayinim Nagam HaRav HaKaddish Rabbi Yankala Radzimina. Now, this Rabbi Yankala Radzimina, there are many, many, many stories from him. Rabbi Yankala Radzimina. By this tzaddik, there were very, very, very open miracles. They never saw such a thing before. Such by this tzaddik, by Biakla, I mean the kind of nisim and the flows, they were all over the place by this tzaddik. The Ha'admor Me'amshin of Zatzal, Reb Motel's Rebbe, the Amshin of Rebbe Reb Itzchakel from who was in Borough Park. When the Amshin would speak about him, he was a pure Baal Ruach HaKadosh. They saw by him open Ruach HaKadosh. And the Chidushim said about this tzaddik, the Chidushim said that in the Cheder of Rabbonim from Pesischa, there was an oitzah, there was a treasure, and you were able to dip into this treasure and to take out from this treasure all different kinds of unbelievable madregas in Ruchnias. The madregas of Ruach HaKadosh, the kolpanim ha'inyan shel legalis Ruach HaKadosh, hoyim ha'madregas haktanis yoyse. And the Chidushim said that the madrega of Ruach HaKadosh was from the smallest madregas that you could draw out from in the Bismedrash, in that Bismedrash of the Rebbe Abunim. It was from the smaller madregas. So this tzaddik of Yankel Ratzimina was not even seen as being from the higher Talmidim of the Rebbe Abunim. And he was an open Baal Ruach HaKadosh, an open Baal Maifas. And that was not looked highly upon by many of the tzaddikim. He was one of the younger Talmidim. He did not receive Daka the deepest teachings of Pshischa. He did not. Rabbi Yankala Radzimina. He was a great, great tzaddik, but he did not receive the highest teachings of the Rebbe Abunim. He was more for the smaller madregas, which was miracles in Ruach HaKadosh. Those were the small madregas in the Bismedrash of Rebun of Pshischa. Now I'm not talking about the second or the third, we're talking about the fifth door. And there, the smallest madregas already was Ruach HaKadosh and Maifsim. Vavshe Kamuv and Haya Kadosh Ma'ayid, even though of course Rabbi Yankel Ratzimina was very, very holy. Achlefi Erech Shara Talmidim HaGdayim Lo HaYochel HaKabal. But he was not Makabal from the Rebbe Abunim on the same level that other Talmidim. that you can't compare to the Kotzker and so on, other Talmidim that were there, to Rabbi Yitzchak Vorka, where Rabbi Yankel Ratzimina was Makabal. And as you know, the Kotzker was not a person who showed miracles. He said about miracles, he said, that's Ba'admas B'nei Chom, they have miracles. By us, we don't need miracles. He made fun of miracles. The Kotzke, when he told me there was a tzaddik that would see the Ushpiz, and the Kotzke made fun. He sees the Ushpiz, says, it's a much higher madrega not to see them and to believe that they're there. The Kotzke didn't go with any of those things. And Rabbi Yankel Ratzimina was open, Nisim Neflos, and the Kotzke didn't go for the whole thing. And the Baal Moifis and the Baal Ruach HaKadosh were from the smaller Talmidim of the Bismedrash of Rebun of Pesach. There were things going on there, treasures of Ruchnias, of Avodas Hashem, that were not masig at all. We can't be masig. Ruach HaKadosh was considered in that Bismedrash katnas, a small thing. And the Rebbe Abunim Pshischa, that's his Bismedrash, and he was one of the smaller Talmidim of the Chayzim Lublin. He was one of the youngest Talmidim of the Chayzim Lublin, was the Rebbe Abunim Pshischa. The tzaddikim said that the Rebbe Lublin was able to see hundreds of miles. He was able to see hundreds of miles, everything that was going on. He was able to see like a person who now who could see within his own four amas. That's how the Chayes Lublin was able to see hundreds of miles. All kinds of amazing things that they saw about the Chayzer. V'amud tzaddikim, Rebbe Lublin his dear atzam ruach hakodesh shaloi. The tzaddikim say that wasn't the ikur of the Chayzer Lublin. That the Chayzer Lublin was covering his greatness with miracles. The miracles was a kleinikai. The ruach hakodesh was a kleinikai. That wasn't the ikur of the Chayzer Lublin. Faket, he used the miracles in the Ruach HaKodesh as a way to conceal, to cover his true Madregas. So this way everybody was nispol from the Madregas of Ruach HaKodesh, and he was able to hide who he really was under the covering of Ruach HaKodesh and Madregas of Anisim and the flows. Dain Shirvotzu Lahastris HaMadregas Amidah Shiloi. He wanted to hide his true Madregas. Valken Hilbish Atzim B'Levush Chitzayni. And therefore he covered himself in a chitzoni yizdik levush, in the levush of miracles. She is taklu v'yurak b'drama chitzonim ha'il. Everybody will look at the outside and see the miracles, and they wouldn't gaze to see who really is this person. Who is this person? The Chayzer Lublin. And the Chayzer Lublin spent an hour every day, davening an hour every day, the Chayzer spent, thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Rav Lev Yitzchak from Baditchev is in the world. An hour a day the Chazal didn't spend thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu that the Baditch was in the world. So we're masking these things. What do you talk about for an hour? An hour a day he spent davening, thanking the Baruch Hu that there's such a thing as Rav Lev Yitzchak ben Sarah Sasha in the world, there's such a Metzias as the Baditch. We're not masking this at all. When the Baditch was nifta, and Rabbi Nachman said to check all the tefillin everywhere, the tefillin were puzzled, because Rabbi Nachman said that the pe'er she saw, tefillin is called pe'er, pe'er alai, pe'er alai, and the Baditch was the pe'erim she saw, was the glory of the Jewish people, and all the tefillin everywhere became puzzled, all over, all the tefillin were puzzled, when the Baditch was nifta. Well, I'm asking these things at all. V'ilo ha-Rebbe Lublin atzmai ha-ya'or gadol kazeh. Who was the Chayzer himself? And the Or Gadol Kaze, Shahamayis and Ruach Hakodesh, Shachala Giluim Ha'elu, Rakistiru as Mahusa Amitis Vanalis. That all of the miracles and all the fancy special effects was covering them as who he was. Who was the Chayzer Lublin? Ubein Talmidim Shalai Rav Hakodesh in Lublin, and one of the Talmidim of the Chayzer, Hayinin Harav Hakodesh, the Bal Ari Devei Eloi, the Ari Devei Eloi, Shai Ish Kodesh V'Noyim Ha'oid, is an Ish Kodesh. Now this Ayi Debeiloi was the son-in-law of the Yismach Moshe. The Yismach Moshe, that's of course the elder Zaidi of the Satmarov, is the Yismach Moshe. And the Yismach Moshe came at a later point in his life to the Chayzer Lublin. He became a Chassid later on, a Talmud of the Chayzer Lublin. This whole story connected, that's not for now. He came to the Chayzer later on. The Yismach Moshe. Vayismach Moshe he betchila misnagid l'derech achsidus. In the beginning, Yismach Moshe was a big misnagid. L'eiz ziknusoy, and already when he was an old man, nasa chosid, he became a chosid through his son-in-law, the Ayi Debei Eloi, who was a goyin olam. The Ayi Debei Eloi, his son-in-law, was makarev the Yismach Moshe to come to meet the Chayzer Lublin. And despite this, the Ayi Debei Eloi said about his father-in-law, the Yismach Moshe, Omnam Chosni Hu Gaon V'Kadosh V'Tzadik. It's true. My father-in-law is a Gaon, a Kadosh, and a Tzadik. It's true. Ach Me'advarim Shalonu En Yedei Klum. I don't know how you even translate such a thing. Al Me'advarim Shalonu from Inzir Zachin, our Inyonim, he doesn't understand. He said about the Yismach Moshe. Madvarim shalonu, any day klum, our inyanim, the club, the inner circle, any day klum. What does that mean? The imr harifa biyaisa. It's a very sharp thing to say. He said about Yismach Moshe, who was also his father-in-law. I don't know if his mother-in-law knew about that, but he said, Madvarim shalonu, any day klum, any day klum. What is that? And he says, Rav Motov Lo Yisim Esarpe Zoyis, and I wouldn't even tell this over. El Molei Shemati Zoyis Mikvei Kedushas Rabbeinu. He said, I heard from the. He said, I heard this myself from the Amshinov. I heard myself such a thing. I don't know if he means this, the Chino, the Amshinov. But he said, I heard this myself. V'Dov HaDarish B'Yerochav. This needs a lot of explaining. How could anybody say the son-in-law yet say on the Yismach Moshe that Me'atvar Mishalonu any day klum? That kavanah b'zahu, Rav Motov says, it seems that the meaning of this is sheish inyan hanikra chokhmas teres habal shah. Remember, it's not a sheet, it's not a philosophy, it's not a hashkafa. There's something that's called the or of the Baal Shem, pnimiyas habal shah, chokhmas teres habal shah. The Elishayu Aiskim Chachmazu, and those who were Isaac their entire lives in this Chachma, Ubairasa Elushayichudim Kedoshim with Dvekis Ilah, and there were Isaac and these Yichudim and the Yichudim and the Dvekis, that unbelievable Dvekis that was in the Chachmas of Hashem, Hemla Mali Yosim Er Shahadar. They were different human beings. They weren't according to the generation that they lived in. Now the Yismach Moshe was a Mordechai Goyim. And it was a Moridik Kodesh, but he didn't grow up and he wasn't nurtured with the light of the Baal Shem. He only came to it very late in his life. And he was only Zeichet to have for a short time. So even though Kifi Erech Hador, the Yismach Moshe was the Gadol Hador, or from the Gedoli Hador, Ubechein Yochel Yis Echot Sheyeh Goin Gadol B'Yosef Etzadu V'Kodesh Mamish Noirin Noiroz, the Yismach Moshe, Noirin Noiroz, a Goin in a Kodesh. But when we're talking about the pnimius of the light of the Baal Shem Tov, the ha'or shel talmid Baal Shem Tov hevi'u la'olam, and the light that the talmid Baal Shem brought into the world, only one who was raised in that light, in that or, who breathed in that or throughout his life, for whose entire life he was brought up in this way of the aura of the Baal Shem, and he was working on this and struggling with this aura of the Baal Shem to be makabel the aura of Baal Shem all of his life, until it became his entire essence, he was able to say about the Yismach Moshe that the Mi'advarim Shalonu and Yedei Klum, meaning he said in a very strong way, but it was saying the Mi'advarim Shalonu from our Chavraya that we were nursed with this light of the Baal Shem, and that we were collate, that we absorbed this light of the Baal Shem, this Madrega of his Karvus and of Behirus in the light of the 7 days of creation. Midram Eilu, any day klum, any day klum. Even the Yismach Moshe is any day klum. Ba'al zeh nivne kol derech hachsidus. And that's why I feel that we must learn this before. We have to learn this before, even though it's more exciting in many ways to learn in the Torahs themselves. But this to learn like we're learning another sefer, God forbid, like learning Svarim and Machshava, we're not allowed to do that. We have to understand. V'al zeh nivne kol derech hachsidus, shu derech eich lekabel kenochin esa'eris hakadoshim v'amadregis analis eilu. All that we're going to learn, and all that you and I have learned and will learn in the Sifrei Talmidei Baal Shem, are only hechatimsis of how to make us into human beings that are muksha, that are somehow able to receive some of this light. Zahu. That's all. Not to say fancy tires, not to dazzle people by yeshiva brachas, not to give lectures on Hasidic theology or whatever, but to be able to actually be transformed by this aura, by this light, to be different. Really, that there in the In Reb Geshen Hanach Radzina's introduction to the Beis Yaakov, there he goes more from generation to generation. And this is a very, very big sugya. How did this pass from one generation to the next? How did it go from one generation to the next? Veze shaychus yesh lanu lezeh. And what shaychus do we have now? Some of you might know that the Satmarov wrote in many places that we don't have really a shaychus anymore to the original or of the Baal Shem Tov. It's a very depressing thing that I found reading this one, which a lot of the other tzaddikim were very, very, very upset with and wrote against that. Satmarov said that, what do we have a shaykh? Is that the Ikka now, he says, to try to keep them in Hagim and to try to, but we don't have anymore the Ur of the Baal Shem, we don't understand anymore. We're not able to really be correlated. It's a big Torah in the Satmarov Swarm, and I'm not doing justice. He was a great, great, great holy person. But it looks like from some of the places, the Ki'ilu, we don't have a shaykhist that are Baal Shem. Of course, many, many tzaddikim were upset about that. Lubav Shabbat and Maladava, other tzaddikim, upset me with their HaKavod, not Chas V'Chalil, to Mezazel and the cover of the Satmarov. But what shaykhist do we have to this earth? And what's interesting is that it seems that more and more people every day feel that they have a shaykhist to it. They feel they have a shaykhist to it. I went to a chasna of a friend of mine a few years ago. It must be already 7-8 years ago. I was making for his daughter, an old friend of mine. I went there to sell, and it was by one of the Hasdi yeshivas. I don't even remember which one it was. It wasn't Rabbi Yeshua Shapir, because that's obvious. They're learning. It was another Hasdi yeshiva. I don't remember which one. But his son-in-law was from that yeshiva. I went into the medrash over there, and I spent time there. But on every table, I see from the Svarim HaKadoshim. I see Svasemeses and Tanyas. And over here, I also see this. It's unbelievable. We're everywhere, and even there's a certain Indian among people that don't even have a shaykhus at Torah Mitzvahs. There's such an Indian. So what's the shaykhus? What shaykhus do we have to the Ur HaBaal Shem, to this Ur? Remember, it's not a limud, it's not a shita, it's a gilui Ur. It's light that was revealed. And our avoid is, what can we do to be able to somehow be kailate some of this light, to somehow receive some of this light? What can we do to receive this light? All that we learn in the Svarim HaKadoshim is only to be machshir us to be able to receive this light. The Piyazetzner, Schusi Lehenu, was the outside. The Piyazetzner wrote a sefer called Achsharos Avreichem. You should be zeichet to learn it together. The whole inyan of Achshavas Avreichem is, what is the Ur HaBaal Shem, and how can we in our generation, how can we somehow connect to this Ur? That's the Sefer Achshavas Avreichem. First the Achshavas Talmidim for younger guys, and then Achshavas Avreichem for the Avreichem. Look, that the Baal Shem Tov is alive and well. The Ur HaBaal Shem Tov is davki for Dar Bas Raisa, for the last generation, the Frat. What can we do to connect to the Ur HaBaal Shem? How do we receive the Ur HaBaal Shem? It's all it's about. Which is the light of the 7 days of creation. Which is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, which is the Ari HaKadosh. What is this Ur? And how can we receive this Ur? There's a shaychus yesh lanu min lezeh. Aval ha-yesoid ha-rishon shetzorach ladas b'zeh. The first yesoid that we have to know, that we have to begin with, ha-yesoid ha-rishon shetzorach ladas b'zeh, hu sheyesh oylam sholem shehu nister me'enei kol chai. That the world that you and I see is not it. There's a world of Yiddishkeit that's nistar me'enei kol chai, mistar. It's hidden from our eyes. Rak tzaddike emes haim zoichim liikonis lezeh ha'olam, and only true tzaddikim can mamish enter into that world. Ubizman HaBaal Shem Tov hoya hazman mesugel b'yoyis lekach, and the time of the Baal Shem Tov was the time of Kadosh Baruch Hu opened this up. V'haya az gilui nor v'nizgav, a gilui nor v'nizgav, that light of the Mistarim was unleashed into the world, was allowed into the world. V'heim in chilum izeh shirayim ladayus, and those tzaddikim of the generation of the Baal Shem and the generation after Baal Shem, they left over for our generation, for all generations, shirayim, some leftovers that we're able to have even now. Ubefrat the Sifrei Makadoshim, the Baruch Hashem, we have so many Svarim, thousands and thousands of Svarim. Ubesipuri Tzadikim, we have stories of the Tzadikim, Shendesharu Mehem, that have remained, that we're able to connect to, even in our times, in our days. Okay, Bez Hashem, we're going to continue. We'll continue next. We're going to need to do some more photo stats for afterwards, because he goes a little bit to Purim over here, which was not Nogea so much. So, Mitzvah Shem will continue next week.